Will democracy in America survive? First, remember that democracy matters. No human institutions are perfect, but democracy makes it possible to remove officials without going to war. Democracy doesn't mean anyone alone can make good things happen. Democracy reflects the collective power of people. Collectively, if the rules are followed that protect speakers, publishers, candidates, and fair elections, democracy gives us the power, though nothing is certain, of throwing the bastards out. That's important. The survival of democracy depends on leaders, institutions, and the circumstances that bring out the best and worst in us. What chance do we have? We should have been warned when Trump repeatedly expressed admiration for dictators in Russia, the Near East, and Eastern Europe. When Trump invited an enemy to break into a candidate's email and interfere in an American election, and suggested his supporters use their, quote, Second Amendment rights to put him into power. We should have been warned when Trump put people with strong ties to hostile powers at the top of his administration and gave them access to American military and intelligence secrets. We should have been warned when Trump put an attorney hostile to justice in charge of the Justice Department and installed many military leaders in his government. We can't rely on this casino mogul turned would-be strongman to preserve American democratic government. It's unclear whether our institutions will protect us. The Turkish military protected Turkish democracy for a century, but that tradition is now gone. Members of Trump's party control both houses of Congress, where their commitment to their party compromises their commitment to democracy. Congress seems unlikely to protect us. The court is dominated by members of the president's party, and their treatment of the Constitution's due process clauses has been more a threat to decent citizens than a limitation on the powers of would-be dictators. The circumstances in which we find ourselves have ripped democracies apart across the globe. The concentration of wealth and power we have long seen and condemned abroad has become a reality here. The more that wealth and power are concentrated, the more that the wealthy and powerful circle their wagons to protect their ill-gotten gains from the rest of us, spewing nonsense about supposed trickle-down economics as if it were fact and counting on people's gullibility. Concentration also makes people desperate, and desperation fuels the mirage of lies and makes too many of us complicit in our own subjugation. Without reason to rely on leaders, institutions, or circumstances, that leaves us. Can we square our shoulders and steady our minds to resist the steady babble of nonsense and not just listen to the words, but watch what those in power are doing? When you look at behavior, instead of giving a pass to the mogul in the White House, you begin to notice that his actions belie his words. He has no sympathy for coal miners or others who've been shunted aside by changes in the economy, but only to protect his friends' wealth and power from us. Bernie put his finger on the problem, and Trump now aggravates the concentration of wealth and power that are taking apart the lives we thought we'd built. So-called free markets protect the marketeers. So-called trickle-down economics protect the concentrations from which the trickles are supposed to flow. And the flood of inconsistent tweets boggle the mind and conceal the reality. Can we uncover the deceptions with strong minds and clear eyes while the casino mogul in the White House gambles our birthright?